yeah, once it got to that last 20, 15, 10 minutes, all I was thinking was clean sheet. It was a bit frustrating, thinking this should be, you know, should be to bed because of I missed the sitter, then cleared one from 6 yards, somehow headed it the wrong way. And yeah, so I know the gaff's got a good head of hair, but I think a few fell out watching me trying to score a goal. But yeah, like you say, it was good to get the clean sheet. And yeah, of course, yeah, I think you still felt that little bit of hurt from last year, even though Riga were very, very good. But we knew from the first leg, other than maybe the first half, first 20 minutes, that we knew that we should be beating them. So we just had that in our heads that, you know, there was no other outcome. There can't be any other outcome in our heads. So the long throws were Rory Delaplock, but like I say, that headers were being won, blocks, if the headers weren't being won, blocks were being made. And yeah, it was so just one of them where we wouldn't like to get to that stage, but if we had to, when we had to, we did. So brilliant to get it over the line. It's exciting, you know, you get these, you know, get to travel around Europe, see, it opens your eyes to the level of football around Europe as well, I think. So, and it's exciting, you go on these journeys with the whole team and staff, and I think it brings everyone closer together, these trips, and even the home ties there brings the fans and the city into it as well. I went for a coffee today, and the amount of red and white, the Derby tops and the blue top and even the yellow top, saw tens of them walking around town. So it goes to show what it means to the city as well when we have these European nights.